Welcome to Job Tales, the show where we find out about different professions from the people who know. Each week I'll speak to a new guest with an inspiring job. We talk to journalists, sales managers, marketeers, ballet dancers, you name it. We hear about their personal path to doing what they do, the skills required, and the tools they use for the job. I am Laura Leoncini, and today my guest is Romain Vetter, head of Western Switzerland at Swiss. Romain's experience will be very interesting for our young listeners today, as his path was not a straight line, and despite what others suggested to him in the past, he managed to stay true to his path, believe in himself, and become the director of a successful airline. Romain Vetter, thank you for being my guest at Job Tales, a very special occasion. I have you as head of Western Switzerland at Swiss. Your career is amazing and you're very young still. So I would love to know what has been your career path up to now.
Hi, Laura. But first, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to join you on this interview today. Well, how did I get started? I think it's despite the fact that you said I'm young, I think it's a long story already. And perhaps I think my story is not what I would call a straight line story. Yeah. So I think it's a story of taking different paths, different decisions regarding what I wanted to do. So actually, my studies, I did a CFC, Employé de Commerce, in Geneva. And I was specialized in health insurance, so really far away from what I'm doing today. So I was an apprentice. Mm-hmm. That's maybe, you know, part already of the story of being in a completely different field, but in a program that, you know, is close to my heart, because in Switzerland, you have the great opportunity to be an apprentice. So you're working, you're studying. And I think for me, this was the right balance at the time, because I was never a big fan of studies in general. So I think that balance brought me a lot. And then, of course, different elements, you know, started to happen. And I took a very different path when I finished actually my studies in Geneva.
Actually, before we continue, I would love you to tell me just a couple of sentences about the CFC, because I think it's very interesting for those who are not from Switzerland to see how the Swiss system works. So you finished your high school and then you went into a CFC.
No, so actually I finished secondary school, and the CFC is basically an equivalent of a high school. What you do is you have the options to do it at what we call a commercial high school. I would, you know, you would say that in English, I guess. And the program is basically you are first recruited as an apprentice by a company.
Yeah.
The role will be a commercial role. So you're going to move around different units within the company, but that's the prerequisite to then have access and apply basically to do your 2 days at school, where you're going to have different topics to cover, from accounting to law and so on and so forth. So basically that's a system that enables you to work. Yeah. Kind of a enlarged internship, I would say.
Right.
And on the other side, you're still working towards a diploma and having those different topics covered at school.
Fantastic. So you get to sample a bit of everything, and that allows you also to see what you like.
Yeah, correct. And I think you're gonna find at very different companies. So that's also what I thought was super interesting, because I was working at the time for Allianz Swiss, so a big German insurance group. But I had friends from school that were working for UBS, that were working for the train companies. So you're going to have really different company, different industries. So you get to learn also a lot. You do a lot of visits of companies. So you get to learn actually about other businesses. And I think that was really kind of the trick for me to get interesting in jobs, but also interesting in school.
Yeah. Okay. You finished that. And then what happened?
Well, that's a bit the part that was interesting. So I actually mid to the end of my studies for the apprenticeship, I had basically a few months left. The exams were in front of me. And then my employer, Allianz at the time, you know, asked me if I wanted to stay once I finished already, because I had quite some good results there. They were quite happy. And that's usually also the great benefits, you know, for companies doing those programs is you get also then already people that you trained for the job. So they're ready to go basically once they have finished their study.
Yeah.
And that's a very valuable thing for those companies. But then I decided I don't think I want to stay in insurance, to be honest.
Okay.
That was a bit my perspective. And by, you know, kind of a random sort of events, I was playing a lot of volleyball back then in Geneva, but also for the junior national team, I discovered actually an agent in France that started to place athletes in the United States.
Oh,
so getting
okay.
scholarships and then being able to play volleyball and studying for my bachelor. And I thought this was such a cool idea to do. And so I started to talk to him, and he watched some of my DVDs at the time. So I really had to send out to Paris some DVDs of me playing. And then I passed a couple tests along the way also in English alongside of my CFC exams. And then basically I had offers to go play in the United States and do my bachelor. So that's where kind of my career took a different turn at that time.
So thanks to sports.
Yeah, indeed.
You got to California, right? To California Baptist University, I see.
Exactly, correct. Yeah. That's where I landed for 4 years. That's where also I stayed after to actually start my, I would call it like my very first jobs were really in California.
Okay. What did you do then in California?
So in California, I was really starting to work into the digital field. So overseeing advertising, marketing campaigns for different clients. I worked a bit in the, you know, e-commerce development. So it was for me a bit the first touch into the digital world, entrepreneurship. That's a bit what I studied throughout my bachelor. So mainly in marketing, but already more into a digital twist with, of course, some of the technical developments that go with it.
So then from digital to flying, there's a bit of a jump, or not, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's a big jump. I mean, I came back from California. I was working for one of the largest agency in Switzerland called the Omnicom Media Group, and I was part of the PhD unit. And there I had some touch points with clients within the industry, within the airline industry, sorry. And 2015, Swiss was having, you know, kind of a recruiting time. And they were really looking for different type of profiles that they didn't have. So they really didn't want to have airliners. They wanted to have people from outside of the business, deep know-how of technology. And that's where I decided, I thought it would be really cool to go to the headquarter and kind of jump over from Geneva to Zurich. And that's how kind of it got all started in 2015, where they chose me to join Swiss. Funny enough, my boss at the time who recruited me is our CEO now. So
no.
It's a bit of a circle of career that's, I think, is quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. So you both went up the ladder in different ways, but then you're still your boss.
Exactly. Yeah, in some ways it's quite funny to have seen that from a distance and then to find each other, you know, almost, I would say, yeah, six, seven, 8 years later.
Yeah. How so what was your role in Swiss when you first went in?
Yeah, so it's a very technical field, one that perhaps a lot of people don't know, but I've actually was joining what was called at the very beginning channel management, but soon later distribution. So in distribution in the airline business is basically how do we sell our products into the digital world.
Okay.
And my role was to, one, basically develop new types of projects to distribute our products. So that could be with our own e-commerce, it can be with large reservation platform, or it could be with online agents like an Expedia, a Skyscanner.
Yeah.
And so I was leading that for the group, was part of a very small team that got started into it. And we grew very fast into about 80 people department. So it was quite a cool success story that we kind of revamped basically our capabilities to sell our products online.
Okay, fantastic. So your previous experience in digital was definitely key to this position, right?
I think digital was key. I think understanding of technology and a lot of entrepreneurship to bring into a very large group of airlines. So you have to navigate that because we are not a startup, right? So
yeah.
And we come from a very operational world, and to bring this kind of digital aspects is not always easy. You have to convince a lot of people, but of course it is a big part of our business. And I think that was the part where it was super exciting into this mission to kind of be the pioneer of a new digital world for Lufthansa Group. And I got to travel a lot to very different places, meet great colleagues. So it was really quite a very cool experience.
Amazing. So fast tracking into today, and what happened since, from channel management, distribution to now?
Yeah, so after this whole experience within the distribution world of Lufthansa Group, I think it was the time for me to take a new challenge, something different. And funny enough, it was actually my boss who told me, you know, have you also, he knew that I wanted to, you know, to develop myself. And he said, did you also apply for the job in Geneva? Because I think you would be, you know, great in this role. And actually, to be honest, I had not seen it, the job post. And so it was a bit through that, you know, a recommendation also of my own superior to jump and to say, okay, I will, you know, give it a try to see if I can make that job and enter the process. And yeah, somehow worked out for the best into that.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Joining Geneva in basically April 2021.
Okay, so there's basically two directors, one for Western Switzerland, one for Eastern Switzerland, or is it, am I off?
Yeah, it's a bit of a different topic because, you know, obviously Geneva itself and Western Switzerland is a bit of a smaller region, right? So in Zurich, you're going to find more roles, like different roles. I think my pendant would be probably the head of sales for Switzerland, but Geneva is a special role because you really have an eye on the different units. So not just the commercial, but you have a look into the maintenance, the cargo, the cabin, cockpit. So you kind of have a 360 view of what's happening within the Geneva base. So I think the role is a bit different, but that's what makes it, I think, a very special role and where it's, I think, very interesting. You're exposed to all those departments. That's probably, if you are, as I was before, you know, in distribution, you're exposed to, you know, a very tiny bit of the company. Now I can really see everything and everything that falls into place. How does it work from operation to maintenance and so on? So that is, I think, the quite exciting part of the role.
Okay. And so what falls under your responsibility?
So basically, I always say there's three things that falls under my responsibility in Western Switzerland. Number one is to oversee the community, right? We're a community of about 300 people. So I am looking at the from a helicopter view, if I may say,
yeah,
what's happening into the base and how does everything fits together. Number two, I'm the commercial driver for Western Switzerland, so really making sure that obviously we have a positive business case for Western Switzerland. And last, I think it's the extension of being the point of contact for partners, point of contact for politics. So everything that navigates or gravitates around this area, I'm a bit the extension, I would always say, of parts of the CEO, CCO, and the political affairs. So those are topics that I follow locally for Swiss, basically.
It's amazing. It's great. And if I look at your past, and you know, you were saying it's not a straight line. Thinking of the listeners, the young listeners, they're saying maybe they're starting a career they don't like, or maybe they're not sure of whether what they got into is really something for them. But how many elements, or if you can mention a few elements of your initial jobs, mm-hmm. do you now see that are being very useful today to your present job?
Well, I think the number one thing that I've learned also since the more managerial role at Swiss is I think you have to take your time to intake and to learn and get the know-how and get to know people. So that was for me kind of the key element. Yeah? I had the opportunity actually in 2016 already to make a jump at the level I'm at now. I tried to also tell people you have to analyze the situation, see what the different opportunities are about, because there is different path. Yeah, sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's longer. But I think the aspect of always taking retrospective to what you've done or what you want to do can get you far, but it takes time, right? So that's I think is a big element that I take back from the last few years.
And any, you know, shortcuts you think you could have made? Or is it, I mean, do you find that there are some things that you would still like to learn in order to fulfill your job today? Or, yeah, what do you think?
I mean, there's always things that you can learn. I think, again, what I try to not take too much into consideration into my role or how I want to see it is I'm not trying to think too much about what's next.
Okay.
I think it's good to have a plan, but I don't think you need to have to the detail of how do I go from here to become the CEO, right? So what is the path that I'm going to do? What kind of projects do I need to do? What kind of people do I need to know to access certain positions and so on? I think that's really not what I'm really interested in.
Mm.
I'm interested in the challenge. I'm interested that the job is interesting. So
yeah.
It needs to be fun because otherwise we spend way too much. The team needs to be fun. Those are then the elements that you kind of take with you along the way and find your path. So I think that's really what I always looked for in a role.
Mm-hmm.
I do look into, is there, of course, you know, a challenge ahead, like something a bit harder to achieve and to do? I think there was the case for distribution because we started from scratch. So there was nothing and we needed to build up this whole department. And for Geneva and Western Switzerland was, of course, the question that I had before joining, you know, is we were not flying any planes when I joined, when I started my role. So
okay.
We were at zero revenues, zero jobs for anyone. So the question was, okay, what do you do now to take it back up, right? Financially and everything else. So those are the hard challenges, but they're definitely the fun ones to do. Yeah, it's exciting.
And what is challenging today for you?
I think the challenge still is for me, I mean, I'm 2 years and a half in the role. I think the challenge is I'm still learning new things every day. And every day I'm trying to figure out how does this plug into the rest, right? So to give you an example, it was this year where I spent actually a night service with our maintenance colleague because I wanted to see a bit what was their job, not during the day, but really during the night, what's happening there, because it's a lot of things are happening there. They're checking airplanes, they are fixing some. So there's really a lot of activities there. And for me, I knew that you probably also heard a lot of companies had engine issues this year,
mm-hmm.
not because they were not working, because there was a shortage in supply.
Right.
And so it was very interesting for me, I knew this from a very high up perspective, but I didn't really know what was really happening on the ground in terms of what did we miss? What was the issue with the engine? And this I was able to also see. And that's then my link to, okay, what do I need to do next for our network of destinations? What decision do I make with the type of aircraft that we operate and so on? So that I think is the challenging part because there are some elements that you don't know yet and you need to go into the fields, the different fields, to understand them before making, you know, your decisions.
You know, looking at the different job opportunities that are at Swiss or in the airline industry, you know, since you have this eagle eye view, if there's some, you know, young men and young women out there that would like to enter a line of career in the airline industry, what are the jobs that you can see are necessary and are maybe still missing?
The jobs you mean, or the skills, or it could be both?
Yeah, jobs first and then skills.
I think there's really two fields, let's say, in the airline industry. You're going to have very specialized roles where you definitely need people entering. So from the cockpits or pilots, this is a part where we are recruiting a lot. And in the more specialized roles, you have like also the maintenance colleagues, which is also a job that it's not a straight line from, you know, a study that you do to become a maintenance person for an airline company, right? So I think you have very specialized profiles that are very interesting and very exciting. It's interesting because, again, it's not that you have done a specific study that you can or cannot become a pilot, for example. So I think there's a lot of opportunity. There's things that helps, of course, in the direction of becoming one. But those are positions maybe that are, you know, very specific. And then everything else that comes with new types of talents, new type of skills. I'm working quite a bit right now with my team on on generative AI and LLM tools. And I think that's a field, for example, that you don't have a lot of people doing that yet in the workforce. So anything that is new and any new perspective that you can bring, understanding the airline industry and how you apply maybe from a different field into it, I think that's also something that Swiss, you know, is always looking for.
Right. Yeah. Like the way that you also applied some of your knowledge from outside the industry back then.
Correct.
When you started. Right.
Exactly.
Does it help to have an internship to start at Swiss?
I think it probably helps you to be hooked to continue to work with Swiss.
Okay.
I think usually our interns are you know, they come in, we get usually a ton of applications for internships. So it goes very, very quick. But I think, yes, it definitely helps to put a foot in the door and also to learn one topic. But there's different ways to it, right? We Swiss offers internship, apprenticeship. We have sometimes temporary contracts, then, you know, long-term contracts. So you really have, you know, different possibilities to enter. And I also would like to say that, like I've done before, the fact that a lot of opportunities you're going to find, for example, in Zurich, it's normal, it's our headquarters, it's where we have most of our employees. And I would always tell people, you know, be bold also to go there. We have people from different regions of Switzerland, different regions of Europe going there. And so language or skills shouldn't be a barrier to go to headquarters. And it's actually quite fun, yeah, to do that.
Yeah, okay. And going back to your own profession, what are the skills that you say are relevant, you know, because you think, okay, I'm a director, it's all great and good, but maybe some, I mean, we do have a different image of what you do every day. Like, what are the skills that you say, you know, soft and hard skills?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it was always, I always try, number one, to keep up with my know-how, one, in the management field. So really trying to be a better manager. So taking also courses, whether it's internally or externally, to get better at managing people, but probably in a different way. I let my people, you know, a lot of room for what they do. I trust experts. Yeah, I have a lot of experts in my team. And then if you take probably, I don't know, a field like network planning for where do we fly and why and how and so on, it would take me years probably to be an expert in that. So I need to let people decide what we do. So we have for Geneva and Western Switzerland an approach to let people decide, to bring projects and take decisions. I can raise my hand if I don't agree with it, but the team as well. So every aspect of management for me is a very kind of core pillar, understanding people and driving them. That's interesting. And then the second one is, but that comes from my DNA because I believe everything is technology nowadays and even before. And I think this is something that I've developed, you know, over time, understanding how technology works, how do you apply it, how can it helps us change processes, improve processes. And that's, you know, the two side skills that I'm basically always working on. And the last few months, it's been really about generative AI. And next year, we'll see what it will be about.
Excellent. So one last advice that you want to give to the young listeners today?
I think the one advice is definitely, it sounds corny, but you have to believe in yourself, right? So from the very beginning, as I told you in the interview, I was not the best at school. Yeah, that's for sure. So there's no secret. There's nothing to be ashamed of, by the way. And I was probably not promised to have, you know, the typical secondary, high school, university, master, and so on. So I had some very early feedback, actually, from also counselors in Geneva saying, you know, university, I think this will never happen for you. And the fact is I have an MBA today, so it's definitely possible.
Right.
So I think, again, there's different paths. So believe in what you do, yeah, number one, and there's not a straight path. And I think now more and more you see it in the workforce, right? We're looking for different kind of people, different kind of backgrounds. So the straight shot background, just school and that's it, is probably not always what we're looking for. And so you have to believe that you can do it. And there's a different timing for everything, right? So I did my university in the US and I did my master actually 10 years later. So I think there's a time for everything. You should try it. And I think it's meant to be at different stages, right? So again, there's no straight path, and people should believe in yourself. And even if you get, you know, stupid feedback like I had a long time ago that I could never graduate from university, well, actually, it's possible for anybody, to be honest.
Roman, thank you for this invigorating conversation. I wish you all the best luck and for your future many more years at Swiss. And we'll speak soon.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.
That was Romain Vetter, head of Western Switzerland at Swiss. If you'd like to listen to this episode again or more from the JobTales series, then go to worldradio.ch/JobTales, T-A-L-E-S, or search JobTales wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Laura Lincini, and I'll be back next week for another episode of JobTales with a brand new guest, the same time next week on WRS.